You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Kendra Carr. Hundreds of new COVID infections are appearing in northern Michigan. Even though most seniors and many middle-aged adults have been vaccinated, health officials say outbreaks are still happening among younger people, and it looks like the situation is escalating. I'm joined by IPR's Taylor Wisner, who will update us on the local response. Hey, Taylor.
Hey, Kendra.
So can you tell us more about the surge we're seeing? How bad is it right now?
Well, according to several sites that track infections across the country, Michigan is the top state for spread right now. That's only second to new cases appearing in New Jersey. Also, just yesterday, the Michigan Health and Hospital Association looked at hospitalization numbers, and they were bad in March. They increased across the state more than 600% for adults in the 30 to 39 age group and 800% for adults who are 40 to 49. Regionally, we're seeing a lot of the same thing statewide. Our percent positivity rate is steadily increasing. It went from 5% last week to about 7% this week. And health officials say that we're seeing spikes of cases that were similar to the fall, which, if you remember, was pretty much the worst part of the pandemic for our region. Hospitalizations, too, are up in the Munson healthcare system, in all of the hospitals. We've been talking about that. There was a slow uptick going on for a couple weeks in March, and now Munson officials are saying it's more of an exponential uptick.
Okay, so quite an increase. Why is Michigan doing so badly?
I asked local health officials, and they aren't entirely sure, but they say because some of the restrictions are down and with the vaccine in sight, people are just loosening up a bit. Here's the health officer for the Department of Northwest Michigan, Lisa Peacock.
So, you know, I think that what we're seeing is it's not cases happening during a time of restriction, but cases happening after restrictions have been opened up when people just are naturally gathering together, doing things that they're allowed to do.
So do we know where the outbreaks are happening?
Well, health officials are saying they're seeing it most among students in after-school environments like sports events and workplaces. There's even some jails that there have been outbreaks detected. And really, the thing they're seeing most is just that close contact with people within 6 feet of each other is leading to these cases. And these are among unvaccinated people. The health department, they're shifting staff off of these vaccine clinics with help from the hospital and the National Guard stepping in. And they're really devoting more resources to these case investigations and contact tracing. A big concern is this weekend next is spring break. And everyone is worried about travel and even more spread. This week, Munson officials put out some more recommendations. They really stress that if you are not vaccinated and you travel, you really need to get tested before you travel. And then as soon as you get home, you need to quarantine for that 7-day period and hopefully get tested within 3 to 5 days of returning.
And what about the variants? Earlier this month, the CDC said Michigan had the second highest number of detected variant cases in the country.
Yeah, that's the big question right now. And frankly, officials don't really know the full extent of how much of the variant is spreading. The state health department is doing surveillance on that. They do run tests on some positive cases. The number one variant in our area is the B.1.1.7 variant, which originated in the UK. It's been found in a couple of counties, most recently Otsego County. They really have no idea how many of those cases are in our region. Some are tested, but not all of the COVID tests are run through for that variant. And it takes several weeks for those cases to be determined. So again, health department stress, this is a concern. They just don't know how much of it is driving spread.
IPR's Taylor Wisner explaining the latest surge in COVID-19 cases. Thanks, Taylor.
Sure thing. Thanks, Kendra.